Linda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of The Stockman's Secret, written by Mandy Magro and read by Miranda Nation. Dedication to my godmother and awesome auntie, Tanny, simply for being you. Some secrets are so extremely powerful that when uncovered, they can unite or they can divide. Dropping to her knees, she clasped her hands tight while staring into the eyes of the devil. She did as she was told and prayed for all her sins, although she did not understand how he could be speaking of heaven when all he brought to her life was hell. Prologue. Little Heart, Far North Queensland. 12-year-old Joel Hunter listened as the wild wind lashed the branches of the towering Bowen mango tree he loved to climb against the side of the house. A distant curlew called out, the lone bird's song eerie, and Joel was grateful to be tucked up inside, safe and sound. Making the sign of the cross, he tightly folded his hands, closed his eyes, and drew comfort from his hero, his father, kneeling close beside him. Soft lamplight cast shadows across the bottom bunk bed and over Joel's cheeks, grazed in the attack. The Muller boys had started bullying him when he became an altar boy at Little Heart Church, a role he was extremely proud of. Trying to ignore the relentless sting in his knees, hands and arms from when they'd dragged him from his pushbike and across the gravel, along with the horrible ache in his heart caused by the humiliation, he joined his dad in their usual nightly bedtime prayer. He watched as his father drew in a steady breath, his big chest rising, before sighing it away as his eyelids closed. Only then did Joel squeeze his eyes shut. Lord, I pray for my son, and that you would comfort him in this hard time. Please grant him the strength to forgive the three boys who've bullied him for being a loyal child of yours, and protect him from any further harm. I trust you'll help the culprits to see the injustices of their ways, and hope that in time they and their parents will come to believe in the teachings of the Bible, so they can live a wholesome life devoted to you, as we do, in this house that you have blessed us with. Amen. His father finished, Joel quickly added, Yes, please, Lord, to everything Dad just said. Thank you for everything you do for me. Amen. Then, swallowing hard, he blinked back another onslaught of tears. He didn't want to cry again. He wanted to be big and strong like his dad. A reassuring pat on Joel's back brought his gaze to that of his father's. Proud of you, son. Thanks, Dad. And thanks for going and talking to Principal Edwards, and the Muller boys' parents, too. I just hope it doesn't make things worse. Joel frowned. You know how much of a grump their father can be when he gets mad. The time he'd watched Mr. Muller yell at the lady who worked in the grocery store because she'd given him the wrong change flashed before his eyes. It won't, my boy, I promise. With a groan, his father rose from his knees, as did Joel. Their father needs to take a long, hard look at himself, teaching his boys that violence is okay. Champion boxer or not, Michael Muller should know better than that. Shaking his head, his father heaved another gentle, weary sigh as he sat on the edge of the bed. I think after being suspended from school for a week, as well as having to attend the anti-bullying classes your mum is running down at the church with Mrs. Kern, the three of them will have learnt their lesson, hopefully. Nodding, Joel sniffled, gruffly wiping the tears from his sore cheeks. He hated being...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?